Lizzie stopped and turned around.
Oh, she said. Her face was flushed. It's you. Hi. I didn't realize it was you.
She smiled brightly, but there was a distracted look in her eyes.
I was just going home, she said.
Her arms were wrapped around a small, bulging sack.
I'll walk with you, said Lina. Oh, said Lizzie. Oh, good.
But she didn't look pleased.
Lizzie, something sad has happened, Lina said. My grandmother died.
Lizzie gave her a quick sideways glance, but she didn't stop walking.
That's too bad, she said absently. Poor you.
What was wrong with her?
Lizzie was ordinarily so interested in other people's misfortunes. She could be sincerely sympathetic, too, when she wasn't wrapped up in her own troubles. Lina changed the subject.
What's in the sack?
She asked.
Oh, just some groceries, said Lizzie. I stopped at the market after work.
You did?
Lina was confused. She had seen Lizzie not 2 minutes ago, leaving the storeroom office. Lizzie didn't answer. She began walking and talking quite fast.
It was so busy today at work. Work is so hard, isn't it, Lina? I think work is much harder than school and not as interesting. You do the same thing every day. I get so tired, don't you, running around all day?
Lina started to say that she liked running and hardly ever got tired, but Lizzie didn't wait for her to answer.
Oh, well, at least there are some good things about it. Oh, guess what, Lina? I have a boyfriend. I met him at work. He really likes me. He says my hair is the exact color of a red-hot burner on a stove.
Lina laughed.
It's true, Lizzie, she said. You look like your head is on fire.
Lizzie laughed, too, and lifted one hand to fluff her hair. She puckered her lips and fluttered her eyelashes.
He says I'm as beautiful as a red tomato.
They were crossing Torrick Square now. It was crowded in the square. People had just left work and were lining up at the shops and hurrying along with packages. A cluster of children sat on the pavement, playing some sort of game.
Who is this boyfriend? Asked Lina.
But just at that moment, Lizzie tripped. She'd been strutting along being beautiful, not paying attention to her feet, and the edge of her shoe caught on an uneven place in the pavement. She staggered and fell, and as she fell, she lost her grip on the sack. It hit the ground and toppled sideways, and some cans spilled out. They rolled in all different directions. Lina reached for Lizzie's arm.
Did you hurt yourself?
She asked. But Lizzie went scrambling after the cans so quickly, it was clear she wasn't hurt. Wanting to help, Lina went after the cans, too. Two had rolled under a bench. Another was going toward the children, who were on their feet now, watching Lizzie's wild, spider-like motions. Lina picked up the cans under the bench, and for a second, her breath stopped. One of them was a can of peaches. Peaches, it said right on it, and there was a picture of a yellow globe. No one she knew had seen a can of peaches in years. She looked at the other one. It was just as amazing. Creamed corn, it said. Lina remembered having creamed corn once as a thrilling treat when she was 5 years old. There was a shout. She looked up. One of the children had picked up a can.
Look at this, he cried,
and the other children gathered around him.
Applesauce,
he said, and the children murmured,
applesauce, applesauce,
as if they had never heard the word before. Lizzie was on her feet. She had all the cans except for the two in Lina's hands and the one the child had picked up. She stood there for a moment, her eyes flicking back and forth from Lina to the children. Then she smiled, a bright, fake-looking smile.
Thanks for helping me, she said. I found these on a back shelf at the market. What a surprise, huh? You can keep those.
She waved the back of her hand at the children, waved again at Lina, and then took off, holding the sack by its neck so it hung beside her and banged against her legs. Lina didn't follow her. She walked home, thinking about Lizzie's sack of cans. You simply did not find cans of peaches and applesauce and creamed corn
on the back shelves of markets. Lizzie was lying. And if the cans hadn't come from a market, where had they come from? There was only one answer. They had come from the storerooms. Somehow, Lizzie had gotten them because she worked in the storeroom office. Had she paid for them? How much? Or had she taken them without paying? Mrs. Murdo had cooked a dinner of beet and bean stew for them that night. When Lina showed her the two cans, she gasped in astonishment.
"Where did you get these?"
she asked.
"From a friend," said Lina.
"And where did your friend get them?"
Lina shrugged.
"I don't know."
Mrs. Murdo frowned slightly, but didn't ask any more questions. She opened the cans, and they had a feast. Creamed corn with their stew, and peaches for dessert. It was the best meal Lina had had in a very long time. But her enjoyment of it was tainted just a little by the question of where it had come from.